Good afternoon, everyone, and good morning to everyone listening across the world. And I'm hoping I'm not too loud because we're having all sorts of technical problems today. Welcome back to Radio Tony. This is the Digital Collective Co, and I'm here today with Mia McLeod and Remy Taylor. Now, just a reminder, we have Payo listening live online, and he has the links that you'll need about anything that we're talking about on today's show. And in particular, I need you all to jump on and take a look at digital-collective.co/beyondthegrid and check out the 6-week learning and training course that we've been talking about for the last 4 shows. Today is the last show in the series, but I'm sure Mia, Remy and I will be back to talk about social media again at some stage. But just a reminder, if you've missed any in these series of shows, you can always jump on to Binge TV Networks in the USA, Hero Go TV Networks in the USA, and across the world on all LG, Roku and Samsung smart TVs, the Tony TV channel app. Now, this 4-week series of shows was designed in partnership with Mia and Remy from Digital Collective Co. And the purpose behind these shows was to tell you about our collaborative training course for social media and digital marketing. Now, this course is getting ready to go live very shortly. And in this final show, we want to talk about some of the impact having this training and knowledge or working with Digital Collective can have on your brand, your business, and your company. So a little bit about Mia. She is a global digital expert and has worked across many countries for the last 15 years, including Sydney and London. And she's worked for some phenomenal brands like Walt Disney, Microsoft, Sony Music, and Universal Music. So I would think that that's pretty good expertise to help you with anything digital marketing and social media related. And then we have the gorgeous Remy, who prides herself in her ability to create effective strategies around your social media. She also moonlights in the world of crystals, and which we love her for that. And she's also been brought up with social media. And we've talked about this before, that Remy doesn't know a world outside the internet and social media. And that's an amazing thing for people that are, well, let's just say my age and beyond. Because we didn't grow up with social media. It's not first nature to us. And we need to have the strategies, learnings that are associated with it to make it work for us. And they are free resources that we can use to build our brand, grow our business, or get brand awareness around our company and products. So welcome back to the show, girls.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Am I still loud? I can see you just about backing away from the...
No, you're very moderate now.
good. So, lovely ladies, we've been talking all things social media, and last week we spoke extensively about social media managers and the role that they perform and how important they can be in growing a business, either as a standalone part of that business or as a part of another role within a business, and also for business owners to be able to know and understand how to leverage social media to get them traction in the business world. And so today we wanted to talk about some of the amazing clients that you've worked with in helping grow their businesses and increase their brand awareness and their sales through business storytelling. And so I thought we'd start today, Mia, by exploring some of the results that can be achieved with properly managed social media. And we've sort of broke it down into 3 phases. And the first phase was about people starting out in business or starting to build a brand, or perhaps you've just written a book and you want to start to work in the area of digital marketing. Who are these people, generally speaking, and how does understanding social media and its management help these people in particular?
Thanks, Tony. It's so great to be back. And we're, you know, very sad that this is our last show. But as you say, there's going to be so many more ahead, I'm sure. So to answer your question, there really are, as we see it, three types of people that would be interested and should be interested in social media marketing, and those into these three buckets. The first one is those who are in a launch phase. So those people who are launching a brand new business and need to get an audience, need to find their audience. This is the perfect way to find those people in a really niche and categorized way. So launching a business, you go out and you look at who your avatar or who your audience is, and you find those online or on social media channels. The second is those people who are looking to build their own social media presence. So that might be, they might be a marketing manager hoping to have some social media clients of their own, or they're working inside a business and would like to expand their skills in social media. And this is a beautiful way for them to be able to develop those skills and be able to seek and do social media in a really expertise way. And the third type of person that we're talking to today is really those people who are maybe founders or CEOs of a business, an established business. They might have a marketing manager, they might not, they might do it themselves, but they're really looking at ways to re-energize and reimagine their business for a social media audience. And I think that's really a powerful part. And we've worked with a lot of clients who, after kind of getting their storytelling in place with a process like Beyond the Grid, can really start seeing their business in a whole brand new light. So that's a super exciting audience for us.
Absolutely. So, Remy, why is it important that people invest in this sort of training right from the beginning of their journey, whatever that might be?
Yeah, so when people are at the beginning of that journey, it's easy for them to say, okay, I see the value in having a social media account, but what they lack is that sort of strategy. And strategy is key to improving the brand awareness and the customer acquisition and lead generation. And most startups don't have big budgets for promotion. So not only is social media marketing cost effective, it's also allowing you to reach that broader audience. So for anyone who's at the beginning or launch phase of their business journey, it's so important to develop that solid social media presence from the get-go, because the last thing you want is for potential customers to search for your brand and find that you don't have a solidified presence. And this doesn't mean that you need thousands of followers. It just means that customers are given that ability to validate your brand and make sure, for starters, that you're authentic, that you have the answer to their problems, and you're, for instance, you're local or you're sustainable, or what your company culture is like. Consumers are asking those questions when they land on your social media pages now. And for instance, in my case, when I launched my e-commerce store, RetRealm, every single part of our brand awareness at the beginning, which then got traction and then conversions, was owed to, I guess, organic social posting and just pure community building on both Instagram and Facebook. And we leveraged that awesome those awesome customers that believed in us from the beginning to receive those reviews, and then user generated content, which is when they organically post, for instance, opening their package or what kind of crystals they receive. And at that phase, yeah, we are spelling out what our offering is. So how we differentiated to the competitors in the wellness industry, or how we decided at that point that we'd be more affordable, or how we do giveaways and things like that. So without social media, how else do you showcase that kind of depth in your brand identity? And it's also free, which is amazing. And I can't stress enough how important it is that social media is front of mind, I guess, when you're in those initial phases of launching your brand.
Because it is free, isn't it?
Yeah, it's free. Yeah, like, why wouldn't you take that opportunity to reach that broader audience? Yeah.
And it's true that you can use the freeness of social media to start at the very beginning developing your brand and connecting with people, because social media is a storytelling platforms, generally speaking. So if you tell the story about why you're there, your vision, your mission, what's important and how you help, then people start to organically connect with you and your brand. And again, you don't have to pay for social media, but you would be well investing in someone that's got the expertise, so you learn from the best to begin with, because that'll help your brand grow, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's how we did it from the beginning with Rat Realm. We didn't put any money behind social media. We just knew that we wanted to have a genuine audience, and that's what we did. We posted and, you know, interacted with them through social media. And yeah, that I was just grateful that I knew that I had the knowledge to be able to take that brand and leverage those skills that I had to take it to the next level, which, you know, we take you through in this course, which is just completely invaluable.
Absolutely. Mia, we wanted to talk about specific clients and results today without mentioning names, but can you tell us about one of the clients that you've worked with that was at the beginning of their business journey and how that worked out for them?
Yeah, I think with a lot of the clients that we had initially, a lot of them, we did a little bit of branding work to start their business off with the brand new businesses that they were launching. And social media is kind of hand in glove with that process in terms of coming up with a branding. At the same time as coming up with a branding, it's coming up with a tone of voice. And in social media world, the tone of voice really sets the scene for who you are and what you stand for and why your audience wants to engage with you. So I think that tone of voice piece, and there's just the power of language with social, is it works really beautifully with that imagery. So if you can get a brand, your tone of voice and imagery to kind of work in sequence with each other, that's when you kind of come up with that magic moment for audiences on social. And once you've found a special way of describing and visualizing yourself in a succinct way, which is what social does so well for audiences, that kind of, you know, snippet of information that they can take the snippet, which may be the visual image or a headline, or they can deep dive into a more lengthy understanding of your business by potentially a long form copy that you write to support the post. And this is what I think you know, take away from this course, is the ability to do both, to describe your business in short words and also in long words. And so with a couple of our clients, one in particular was a coaching client launching a brand new business, a coaching connection business, so working with a whole bunch of coaches across Asia and Australia, coming up with a brand and a tone of voice that really told her story. And her story was that she wasn't a coach. She was someone who connected coaches. So she had to take this tone of voice that was very, very specific to her audience about finding and matching people with a coach that would suit them and their needs. And that was what social was allowing her to do. It was allowing her to tell this quite complicated message, or maybe misunderstood message, and break it down through her use of language, imagery, color scheme even. The color scheme is very important, and tone of voice, and be able to communicate what she does. And months down the line now, I see her communicating that consistently, because she started in the beginning with a really strong brand and tone of voice and copy language. And these are the skills that we give our students, the ability to be able to really solidify who they are and keep that consistency. So it takes some customers months to make a decision on whether they're going to purchase a product or buy a service, you know. So you really do need to have that language being consistent for a period until your customer is ready to transact. And that's the beauty of social. Once you get those elements, those kind of stepping stones or building blocks right, then you feel very confident and comfortable as a social media manager communicating in the same consistent way. And you can just build on that with layers of detail and understanding that the client wants to know. So if it's, you know, a particular service and the way you do things in a one-on-one fashion, you can get those stories across in layers across different types of posts. And that's what we love about the social media training that we're delivering with Beyond the Grid, this ability to be able to set your social marketing strategies and social marketing presence up in a really congruous way.
And it doesn't have to be complicated, does it? So if the audience looks at the Digital Collective Co branding and color scheme that sits behind Mia and Remy at the moment, that's beautifully simple, clean and clear. Branding doesn't have to be complicated, does it, Mia?
No, not at all. I think, you know, and it's very individual. You know, obviously for certain brands, you're going to want a different kind of color palette to another brand. Our business, Digital Collective, is a socially conscious digital marketing team. We didn't want to be known as an agency. We wanted to be known as a collective of experts. So for us, those messages kind of had to come across. Our logo is circular, which for us represents a collection and a team of people that work together, but we don't work together in person. We might work together in a team format remotely. So
yes,
we had a few different messages kind of trying to come across in our logo, in our color palette. We wanted to, you know, talk to socially conscious. So that was for us, it meant more of a muted pink, you know, earthy
yes.
palette of colors.
Yes.
And then our tone of voice is very, what we believe is kind of open-minded,
supportive, and
we also, you know, quite topical. We like to discuss what's going on in the world around us in a non-judgmental way, in a kind of, this is how we feel about it, but you know, you may feel differently. And you know, for us, those messaging and language elements are very front and center with everything we do on our social media channels. And as a result, that's exactly the type of person or the type of business we attract into our company. It's rare that we will have a mismatch come in through the door, because by the time they've seen our social media presence and our website and probably watched a few videos on YouTube and, you know, watching this now, by the time they get to our door, they know
type
of business they're dealing with. And the same with what we're teaching yes. with Beyond the Grid. We set the clients up so that their skills in being able to communicate who they are as a business are so refined by the time they make their posts that they're not going to have a mismatch in audience. They're going to find the exact audience yeah. they're looking for. And I think that's really yeah. the power of social media, is this ability to draw in, really attract your dream client.
Absolutely. Remy, the next cohort of people that we want to talk about are those that are working within a business that may not be their own business. How do you guys support them, and why is it important that they understand social media and digital marketing?
So having the skills to represent another brand is such an invaluable asset to invest in for your career if you're an aspiring, I guess, social media manager, or if you're just in a position that it comes up that you are going to, you know, take that on within your role. Once you know the primary training in place, you can apply this to as many clients as you wish and take on your own clients. The biggest factor, as yeah. Mia was saying, is getting the storytelling right. Once you know the kind of messaging that helps get a customer to trust your brand, you can work your way from there. And I guess now you may think it's not as simple representing another brand as it is doing the social media for your own business, but these are the methods and important stories that we will take you through in these courses that will help you to either work with the team or the business owner to pull those anecdotes and client relationships out to the, like, to the surface, because that, you know, it, because it wasn't likely to be happening in the business previously, the team may not even be in a
yeah.
be aware of the invaluable stories, I guess, that have been with them, and you know, not have, they haven't had that potential to display them on social media. And that, this is the reason why we have this course. It's like critical to content creation and management skills.
Yes.
You not only learn how to create an effective social media post for your clients, you'll also learn how to create a strong brand to help you help them build their social media presence. And I'll just reiterate that You don't need marketing experience. All you need is
No.
internet navigation skills and just to be eager to participate and connect through social media.
Definitely. Mia, what sort of results have you achieved working with clients like this, and what do you envisage they will be able to do once they've done the 6-week course?
We've seen a lot of different results, and a lot of a lot comes down to post engagement. It comes down to likes. It comes down to follower growth. I think we mentioned maybe on last week's episode that those things are obviously fantastic, and getting great engagement on post is very rewarding. In the fact that that you've hit the nail on the head with a subject matter or a message.
Yes.
But what, as Remy was just saying, what actually comes from it, from this post development, is these little mini stories about your business that go so much so beyond the grid, in the fact
Yes.
that they become your kind of your language on how to present your business in a really articulate way. Even we've found with CEOs and founders and business owners that have launched their business themselves, sometimes they find it hard, or in the beginning have found it hard to articulate all the great work they're doing. They might hesitate because they're feeling a little shy about it, or they don't want to seem like they're boasting, or they don't want to seem like they're big noting themselves. So for us, we turn this information that they've given us about successes and wins and why their business is so good into words and copy and visuals that they feel really comfortable with. And so they become really proud about their messaging. It doesn't feel awkward.
Yes.
It doesn't feel kind of icky. It feels like something that they want to share, and it's in it. We've crafted it in a way that sits really comfortably with them, so they don't feel uncomfortable talking about their business. They feel really proud and really energized, and that starts to come across not only on social media, but actually in personal delivery of these messages to clients, to prospects, to business development opportunities. And that gives them then the confidence I've seen to actually think much more differently, broadly about their business as a whole. So they're suddenly thinking, well, actually, I could go and do a partnership with a brand, or I
Yes.
could actually go and talk to a
Yes.
charity about doing an alignment, or I could actually go and change my shipping into a different platform because I feel confident that someone's going to want to talk to me about my business. So it's actually an amazing process. What goes from seemingly being quite simplistic about marketing your business or product or service then turns into actually a real ownership of what your business is about and why, someone should talk to you, opportunities for your business are available. And that's personally what I love to see, that real growth and development for business owners. And literally, for each client that we've worked with on social, we see that absolute transformation from it being simply about a marketing exercise to it being
Yes.
a whole business strategic change and transformation for that company and business owner.
And Remy, it can work for any sort of business or brand because there's always a story, even if you're a mechanic. Working on a particular brand of car, social media can help you and your business from whatever standpoint or whatever your brand is, whatever way that you help humanity. Social media can help build brand knowledge and awareness from that perspective, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And also with the Beyond the Grid course, it's just you have the tools to not only create a social media presence either for yourself or for potential clients, but as Mia said, it's the confidence to do so, because that is the thing that quite often comes up with most of our clients, is that confidence is a barrier to feeling that maybe they don't know they're doing it right, or that they don't want to share too much and things like that. And if you, for instance, you've been thinking about becoming a social media manager for a while, or doing it for your own business, but you keep putting it off, thinking that you don't feel comfortable enough to either do it for yourself or take on someone else's social media brand, which can be, when you're thinking about it, daunting. But the thing is, once you have that process and the ability to actually show your client and be transparent about the process and how it's all linked together, then you'll have no reason to feel as though you're not able to do it.
Mia, this management of social media it's not meant to be a male or female dominated arena, is it? So for the blokes listening out there, they can actually learn this stuff as well and put their own perspective on their business brand or company, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. And look, one of the things that kind of comes up for us with our branding and color scheme is we do worry that we don't attract and you know, male business owners, but actually we do. Probably over 50% of our clients are male, and those males generally have been the ones that have reached out to us to get some social media services from us. So absolutely, it is available and should be utilized by men. And, you know, marketing is marketing, social media marketing. I think probably, you know, there aren't maybe as many men on social media channels like Instagram, for example, but they're certainly on other channels like YouTube. So you might find a more female-centric platform like Instagram and perhaps Facebook. But when you look at LinkedIn and YouTube and TikTok, for example, they're very heavy on the male audience. So it really just depends in terms of social media channels, which ones you want to choose to market your product for your audience. But back to who is doing the marketing, I think that is, you know, something that is for everyone. It really is marketing a product and service is something that everyone who wants to sell a product or promote a service needs to be able to do and think about. And they just need to know where their audience is. And that's what we teach you on this course as well. We teach you about the platform that is right for a particular demographic of people. So if you're a 20 to 40 year old male, where do we market those products and services in a social media channel? We would recommend potentially a YouTube for that or a TikTok for that, where we know that they're going to be more heavy on that demographic. Whereas if it was a female lifestyle product in the 30 to 50, maybe we'd point them in the Pinterest direction. So it really just depends on where your audience is. But this course is open for everyone. Anyone who is interested in marketing and selling products and services needs to know how to do social media management. And this is Beyond the Grid is open for everyone.
Definitely. Yeah. Remy, when we're thinking about the differences between a business that may be more masculine versus a business that might be more feminine, the strategy still remains the same though, doesn't it, Remy?
I mean, when a brand sees their social media come to life, it's liberating. So for as long as they, you know, they've had their offerings sitting on their website, for instance, or with their sales team, and they haven't had the opportunity to showcase it to a broad audience on social media. So, you know, no matter what kind of brand, feminine, masculine, it's all about, as Mia said, your audience and how you're conveying those messages on social media. And the beauty of this course is that we focus a lot on the conscious side of social media. So how are you going to show that the business, that your business or the business that you're representing is giving back to the community, for instance? More often than not, they are, but they just haven't taken the time to take that narrative to social. Or how are they building that great culture within the business? And how could that, for instance, impact a potential candidate if a job position comes up, if they landed on the page and saw that that's the kind of initiatives that your business offer? It's just, these are the type of things that make up, you know, a social media, a successful strategy. And for instance, the socially conscious, that's the point behind Beyond the Grid, that there's so much more. And we cover this all off in the course, but the thing is, we are there to support you and, you know, make you feel confident from the beginning to either take your brand to the next level or take on your own clients with the success, because you can't fail with these tools and processes. We've put in the hard work and now we know, you know, what that strategy looks like no matter what the business is.
Remy, just tapping back into the socially conscious aspect of the course, that is becoming more important for many, many people. They want to look at the company or the brand that they're interacting with that gives back. Do you find that thread running through lots of what you do now?
Absolutely. And it's not a matter of that these businesses aren't already doing that. It's just that they're not saying it on social media.
Talking about it.
Yeah, by talking about it, they're tapping into a whole new audience where, you know, it's younger audiences. They're very, you know, they're looking into that kind of thing now. They want to see, are you environmentally friendly? Are you, you know, giving back to the community to support?
Yes.
Are you diverse? These kinds of things are super critical to brands now. Yeah, because I guess audiences are just looking at that and they're very aware. And I guess I do say that it's probably the fact that we have so much access to information these days with the internet that we're a lot more selective. And, you know, by showing those things, you're ahead of the game because, you know, without those things these days, it actually pretty much is critical to have you don't have them these days, they're going to catch you out.
I think one of the things that's really valuable as well is that we help through this course, Beyond the Grid, we help people be able to figure out what their causes are because it's not the same for everyone. There's a few catch-alls like the environment or like equality or, you know, treating people with kindness and things like those things that kind of seem to be causes that a lot of people are focused on. But then you've got the more niche causes. So, for instance, you know, we've worked with a client in Melbourne who is also a charity that donates to mental health causes for women specifically. And so that is a very important kind of focus and alignment for her that differentiates her from all of her competitors. She donates 100% of her profits to women's mental health causes, which is very niche. So if you are someone who likes leggings and you have a choice of buying from two leggings companies and you feel very aligned with mental health causes, then of course you're going to want to buy her leggings because she's donating 100% of her profits to women's mental health causes. So those kind of messages, see, that seems very obvious as of me saying that out loud, but when we first started working with her, she was almost, you know, not shy to talk about it, but she wasn't out there really promoting that very, very valuable feature. After working with us, she's found the confidence and found the voice to really elevate that message to the top of the messages about her product.
Yes.
And really distinguish and differentiate that point of difference for her and her product to competitive market. And I think that's the bit, that's what we do within this course. We really look at individual businesses and be able to see what their point of difference, what their competitive advantage is, what their cause is, and layer that with their offering. And that's going to be individual for every business. But that's going to, that unique set of propositions is going to be the reason that your audience keeps coming back to you and telling people and experiencing positive feelings towards your business. And that's really what we identify and teach within the course itself.
The last lot of people that we particularly wanted to talk about today was in terms of CEOs who want to re-energize their brand or their company using social media and marketing. Mia, can you tell me a bit about those working with those sorts of people?
Yeah, I think you know, I think there's a lot of CEOs and kind of business founders and business leaders that not just in small business but medium and large business as well, who find themselves at the top of their game at a high senior level within their business, maybe lacking some of the basic knowledge and understanding about how marketing works now. They may have kind of spent a lot of time in a business and know all the traditional marketing channels like TV and print, some digital, but they may have kind of found themselves in a situation where they've had less exposure or someone else has been doing their social media marketing, or they just don't feel confident to start from scratch and kind of dig in and find it. Now, that's where, you know, there's probably an underlying kind of craving for knowing what's going on in the social media world, but they just feel like that bridging that gap at this point would be too big. And it really isn't. Like, it is, this is perfect, a perfect course for someone who wants to be able to understand the basics and the theories that may not necessarily use that to get hands-on, but may use that to lead a social media team or a social media manager or a marketing manager, who can kind of understand the way that social media is going to benefit their business and their product and their service, but also doesn't necessarily need to get hands-on. So some, a couple of the CEOs that we've dealt with at Digital Collective have been very much in that hands-off leadership role, but they want to understand the power of the medium. Yes. They want to understand the power of the type of the format of assets. So they'll, you know, very much get involved in the creative direction and execution, or, you know, some video direction. They know they've got a very clear vision of what they want in terms of a visual output, but they don't want to get their hands dirty in how it happens. They want to make sure that the team pull that together. But this allows them to think in this broad way about what they want and how it can come to life. Whereas before, they may have been like, I don't know how that's actually going to work. I've got an idea in my head, but there's too many missing pieces because they've been out of the loop. So that's something that, you know, is worth considering if you're in that position. The other is telling stories in a way that maybe your audience has changed. So if you're a founder of a business that's actually has a young audience and everyone on TikTok is making videos and you're still thinking TV and outdoor media, for example, you're going to need to start thinking about short consumable content and how you might need to rethink your proposition. So it is very broad. You know, we do teach a lot of detail. It is hands-on. You do come out of it being able to do it yourself. But if you wanted to look at it slightly differently, you could use it as a way to really upskill your own knowledge and be able to lead a team of people, and maybe re-energize your business and the way you do marketing within your business.
Definitely, because if you want to lead a team in a re-energization of a brand or a company, if you understand it, that gives you the skills then to go to your team, okay, we're going to do this, 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 and this. Remy, what's it like working on strategies for a brand or a company that is re-energizing?
Often when we work with these brands and CEOs that are re-energizing, they know that they can invest time and energy into building the foundations of the brand and stories and ideal clients and brand messaging, but then they let that go on social media and it becomes stagnant. And social media isn't a project that can just be pushed up to the side and looked at when you're, you know, have some downtime. It does actually demand some time and care. And I guess, interestingly, it's so important to have that relevant content that Mia was talking about. It's arguably one of the most difficult parts of social media, and I guess that's what we see that these brands struggle with and then realize, okay, now it's time to re-energize and get familiar with where social's at again. But that's often due to being stagnant and just not being aware of what's coming next. And the great thing is we've done that hard work for you and we've found our framework so that you're able to feel confident with the strategy and objectives that, you know, you have behind your social media presence. And more often than not, our re-energizing strategy involves bringing to life the authentic nature of the brand. They forget that, you know, they've already been successful, but they just have that potential to be even more successful.
More successful.
With the help of social media. And when we work with those CEOs of these companies, quite often, as Mia was saying, their biggest fear is sharing things that, you know, show perhaps too much personality of the company, which is just so ridiculous. It's never a bad thing. They just have that hesitancy because they've looked at social as a, I guess, like a secondary thing to their business for so long, when really it's becoming the face. And that's the best part. We love seeing that mindset shift. It's just, it's part of our why. It's part of why we do what yes. we do, because, you know, the answers have been there all along. It's just about having that strategic and creative ability to pull them out and put them on social in an engaging way. And, you know, what you'll learn in this course is that being real with your audience is actually the key to creating and keeping a loyal brand following, because then they'll spread a positive message about your company, and it's just a cycle then.
So Remy, when we're talking about the realness of a business, some of those things are simple, like this is how we manage a complaint, or this is how we celebrate a good review, or this is a component of our customer care. All of those little things can form part of the strategy that re-energizes a brand. Absolutely. And if you carefully craft that for social media, then people will go, oh, okay, that answers that question. Or if I go and buy this product, I know that this will be the follow-up for me. And it becomes part and parcel of what they do. They're just putting it out onto a social media platform, which perhaps some businesses haven't thought of that before. Some of the traditional businesses that have been around for a fairly long time, perhaps that's not part of what they do. And they're essentially missing out on connecting with a wider audience, aren't they?
Yeah, it's so easily overlooked when you're thinking about the day-to-day to business. You don't think, oh, this is what we do as a, you know, value add. We put a little gift in each time, or we take this amount of money off when this happens. And people just don't think to put that on social media. They just go on being, you know, generous, and it's just part of the business. But what we yes. do is we break that down for them, and it's a light bulb moment for most companies, because they're actually
yes
they feel proud about their business, because yes. they haven't looked at those things for so long.
And that's part and parcel of what makes them such a great business. And they can use social media to storytell around that component of their business. Mia, before we run out of time today, I wanted to quickly tell the audience once again about the course and how those participants are supported when they sign up for the 6 weeks course.
So the course is called Beyond the Grid. It's a 6 week training course that you've helped us curate for your audience. It is a socially conscious training course. So if you want to learn all about social media and you have a bit of a conscience and you are interested in doing, you know, social in a conscious way, this is the course for you. So we've basically cut down a 12 week course and we've pulled out the absolute essential pieces of information that you need to know. And from this moment that you start the course to when you finish it, you are going to be learning the most enriching information and helpful tools and skills that will really open your eyes to a whole new world of A, being able to market your own business or service, or B, be able to provide that service for someone else, a client or a customer of your own. So through the course, we will teach you about creating your own social media strategy. We'll teach you the tools and the craft behind storytelling and really creating copy yeah. that converts and engages with your audience. We'll be talking to you, the audience, about the students, about who their audience is, and actually talking specifically to audiences that are buying or, you know, interested in their service and offering. And then we'll be able to take that brand and help develop it to the next level. So take it out to market. So craft posts that will go out to market and start communicating these messages to their audience, and basically do that, wrap that all up in a really conscious tone of voice and brand message. So it becomes something that they're proud of. And we called it this course Beyond the Grid, because very much it takes
yeah.
the post, the process of a social post, much, much further than just a social post. It becomes part of the DNA of the business and something, a piece of content that they can be really proud of and quite dynamic with, to lead them in the direction of potentially business partnerships, or, you know, develop different avenues of opportunity that they haven't thought of before. So we think this course is going to be seeing results from the moment you get in. Your mind is going to be thinking about all the wonders of what you're doing and all the opportunities that are in front of you. So we believe that from day one, you're going to have the capacity to earn more money, whether it's selling more product or service or taking on social media clients of your own.
Absolutely. And Mia, they get access to both your expertise and Remy's expertise for the whole 6 weeks. So not only do they get the course contents, they get weekly Zoom meetings. They have access to both you and Remy for questions, help, assistance for the whole 6 weeks, don't they?
Absolutely. The course is run with a series of workbooks, documents, worksheets, but importantly, and probably most importantly, are these 1 to 2 hour sessions on Zoom once per week. And the reason that we've spread it as a 6 week course is not because there's mountains of content to prepare or to workbooks to fill out. It's more about the integration process of understanding what we're teaching and then being able to check in on a weekly Zoom meeting over the course of the 6 weeks to really to talk to us live about what that means and how they're experiencing implementing it at their end, because, you know, we're teaching some new skills here. So, you know, from week to week, you'd want to come back and actually check in and say, actually, I crafted a post. It had a really great engagement, but, you know, it didn't turn into sales. What do you think the reason behind that might be? And so we can discuss that in class and go, okay, well, how about you didn't have the call to action in that post? Maybe we add the call to action a bit more clearly. So we put that up to the top, come back next week. Oh yes, that worked. You know, so you can really kind of work with a specific issue or example to be able to develop your skills and make sure that you're not just learning, but you're actually experiencing the benefits of the course too.
And Remy, you'll be right there to help, particularly with strategy behind what they're doing within the course, won't you?
Absolutely. It's as I've been preaching for the last 4 weeks, it's so important to have strategy behind you, and it can feel daunting at times, but we are here to take you every step of the way. And you know, at the end of this course, you'll be feeling super confident to take on your own clients or do it for your own business. So we're really excited about it.
I know. Now, one thing that I'd like to mention is when this course is going to start. Mia?
It starts on the 13th of October. So in 1 week's time, next Wednesday. So next Wednesday, the 13th, is the first week. So you've got a week to go and have a look at the website, digital-collective.co/beyondthegrid. Check out all the information there. You can reach out to us, either book a strategy call or email us, or simply book in for the course. It's $997, which is literally $166 per week over 6 weeks. So it's an absolute bargain. Like, we're literally giving this away. It's normally over 2,000.
Absolutely.
And in those 6 weeks, literally from week one, like I keep saying, you're going to be able to put your skills, new skills, into the process of actually turning it into some real output for you, and more than likely some revenue output for you too. So the best way to get involved is either reach out to us personally, book in a call, email us, or simply book into the course, because we've only got a limited amount of spots actually. So once that closes.
And I was going to say that if you sign up for this course, this first one, I'll be doing it with Mia and Remy starting on the 13th of October.
Oh,
so
yes.
If you want to do this course with me, Mia and Remy from the 13th of October for 6 weeks, you have to get in and sign up for Beyond the Grid now, because once I've done it, I won't be doing it again. But if you want to come and hang out with the three of us and learn together, because I always believe that there is absolutely more to know. You can't know everything. And even when you think you know lots about something, there's always something else to learn. There's always something else to know. And I want to hang out with these guys because they're experts in their field and learn what I don't know already, which is probably substantial. So that the link on the screen is digital-collective.co/beyondthegrid. So you've got a week to get yourselves into that course, because we start on the 13th of October. And we will be doing a Zoom call that will suit the majority of people across Australia, Canada, US, and I think it might be okay even for some of Europe, but we'll confirm that later. So Mia, Remy, and I will be starting that course next week on the 13th of October. So you need to get in, book in, and sign up now. That's digitalcollective.co/beyondthegrid. Even if you search Beyond the Grid, you'll actually find it, because I did that the other day. Mia and Remy, we are just about out of time. We've got 1 minute left. Anything you'd like to say, Mia?
Look, I think thank you so much for having us on board for the last 4 weeks. We've had an absolute ball. Thank you so much, Tony. Totally reiterate what you say. It's a fantastic course. It is so warm and welcoming. If you're feeling hesitant or you're feeling a bit nervous about it, there's no need. We like we've been on this show for the last 4 weeks, we can't wait to meet you. We'll hold your hand, we'll get you through it, and by the end of it, you'll be feeling super confident and super skilled. So we really hope to see you on the course starting next Wednesday.
And Remy, one last word before we jump off.
I'm so excited to meet everyone and, you know, work through everything to get them super savvy with social media and socially conscious. I'm just, yeah, we can't wait.
Fantastic. We want to create a very learning supportive environment. So if you jump on, this will be the only chance that you get to work in the course with me as well. So we look forward to seeing you all. We want you to jump on and sign up for the course Beyond the Grid. That, unfortunately, is all we have time for today. Mia McLeod, Remy Taylor, thank you so much. It's a divine privilege to have been working with you and hosting this series of shows. And people, if you're listening and watching, please jump on and grab this course while you can, because it's the first one. It's the only one that I'll be doing. Mia and Remy will be doing further courses, but this is the only chance that you'll have to work alongside me with Mia and Remy and do this course together. So digital-collective.co/beyondthegrid. And that, my friends, is all for us. Bye for now. Bye, Mia. Bye, Remy.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Tony.